Our seniors are being evicted. Our seniors are becoming homeless. And we should not allow that in the state of Georgia.
Most of the time when you have a decent idea and you're trying to spread awareness like a public service announcement, this is a fantastic way to encourage that behavior.
Welcome to Lawmakers Spotlight. I'm Donna Lowry. Here you will find in-depth interviews with Georgia lawmakers and leaders on the issues driving the legislative session. These conversations go beyond the headlines to explore how decisions are made and what they mean for you and your community. Soon, lawmakers will begin racing against time to get their bills through one of the chambers. Tonight, we'll talk about several bills. Joining me is Republican Representative Will Wade of Dawsonville. He is one of the governor's floor leaders. He is the vice chair of the subcommittees in appropriations and banks and banking. Also here is Democratic Representative Imani Barnes of Tucker. She's on the Higher Education, Public and Community Health, and Technology and Infrastructure Committees. Welcome to lawmakers to both of you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So Leader Wade, we're gonna start with you. The 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline, it became available statewide in Georgia back in July of 2022. You have a bill to help promote it, and it's H.R. 713. Where's the problem here?
So this is actually an attempt to get citizens to be more aware of 988 and what it does. I know most of us families, you go to the doctor, you take your kids, you schedule an appointment, you contact a healthcare provider, and you'll receive oftentimes, you know, the prompts for press one for this department, press two, and while you're on hold, you'll hear, if this is an emergency, please call 911. What this is an urging resolution to get the healthcare community to potentially embrace for their providers. You know, this is not a mandate. This is just an ask for them to join us in this effort to spread the news about 988 and its importance. First Lady Marty Kemp has been a stalwart with this effort. Kevin Tanner, my predecessor in the House, he is the director over DBHDD. This is something he supported, and I think it's important. If you are waiting on hold and maybe you actually have a mental health crisis and you contact a phone number, instead of dialing 911, you'll now be aware, or a family member that sees you in crisis will have that as a reminder, call 988 instead of 911.
So that'll come in on the phone. You'll hear that as an option.
I believe we will. Yep. Okay. We've already had the Hospital Association, many folks in public health like the idea. Again, it's not a mandate. I'm a believer in most of the time when you have a decent idea and you're trying to spread awareness like a public service announcement, this is a fantastic way to encourage that behavior.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll keep up with that bill. Thank you.
Thanks.
Representative Barnes, let's continue with mental health bills. You have HB 109, a five-year pilot program for emergency psychiatric assessment. What's behind that and what would it do?
So the Empath Act, Emergency Psychiatric Health Assessment Centers, they would direct you, if you're having a mental health crisis, right back to mental health professionals instead of going to the emergency department where you have to get blood taken and it's a stressful environment. So we're going to bypass the ED, take you right to mental health counselors, specialists, and it reduces the time that you're in the hospital.
Yeah, so it would be kind of a mobile kind of situation where it's a mobile health unit?
So we would just create these in our emergency room.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll keep up with that.
Yes.
Okay. Leader Wade, as a floor leader for the governor, you're promoting his income tax bill. Remind everyone about that before we talk a little bit more.
Sure. So I'm carrying, it's a House Bill 1001. This is a continuation of a joint effort within the legislature and the governor's priorities to reduce income taxes across the state. We believe in wisdom, justice and moderation in this state. And this governor has led a path with the legislature's help, with former Speaker Ralston and now Speaker Burns, as well as Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, in lowering income taxes for all Georgians. We are now in a position, because of good budgeting, a great economy in Georgia, we're the number one state in which to do business, we're now going to be able to lower income tax to 4.99, 3 years earlier than the bill originally called for when it was instituted in 2019. So I applaud Governor Kemp. I'm honored to carry that effort. We are getting ready for that to hopefully be on the House floor soon. We are at day 20, so to the folks on Rules Committee, the governor would appreciate your consideration very soon.
They're all watching.
They are. I know you are.
So the other priority, of course, in the House for Speaker Burns is dealing with property taxes. Will we see both happen?
I truly believe that the House and the governor's office and the Senate are going to come up with meaningful property tax relief and reductions and meaningful income taxes. We are a state that has a robust economy that can make what I think the speaker's mission is, which is mine, is every single Georgian should have the opportunity to own their home and not have to rent it from the government. And this is a path to get us there. This isn't a partisan issue. This is to help Georgians and Georgia families that deserve that opportunity to relive the American dream and pass it on to the next generation. This is important for me and my family. I've got two children. I want them to have that realized so that they don't face the burden of taxation on their number one asset that keeps families thriving.
So you think fiscally we can make that happen, both of them? All righty. Representative Barnes, what is your senior stabilization bill? Tell us about it.
Simple bill. It puts a rent cap that you can't raise the rent up to 10% for 2 years for seniors 62 and over, depending on government assistance.
What made you go for this?
Our seniors are being evicted. Our seniors are becoming homeless. And we should not allow that in the state of Georgia. Their rent is raising about 50%. And we have to at least control how much their rent is raising because of their fixed income.
Okay, we'll keep up with that bill.
Thank you.
You both care about education, and you have a bill to improve digital literacy.
That's right.
So talk about that a little bit. What is that?
So first, I want to just say I appreciate the speaker and Ms. Dale Barnes and Chris Irwin, Bethany Ballard, a host of others that have worked on literacy in this state. Obviously, reading is extremely important by third grade. But I also, as a parent, am seeing children, this next generation, that are going into a world that is so much embracing digital just environment. We need to make sure that those kids are prepared to face the risks associated, whether it's clickbait that's trying to get them to provide their information. It's a way to prevent them from being attacked through human or sex trafficking or child trafficking. There are risks associated with it. And there's also this idea of the character that we have now. I tell my kids, assume you're being watched on camera or you're being listened to. How do you conduct yourself and how do you keep yourself safe, but also use the tools of technology for good and for positive learning experiences?
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. It's House Bill 1269. I hope that you'll support it.
Big Brother is there, and we've got to tell our kids about that.
That's right.
So you have a bill focused on children. It's called the Healthy Start Act, and you want to make sure all public school children get breakfast and lunch.
Not just breakfast and lunch, but healthy breakfast and lunch from our Georgia agriculture. So I want us to provide free school meals to our Georgia public school children using Georgia's agriculture.
Okay, and I know you've been pushing this for a while. Where are things going?
I'm still pushing it.
Okay, well, we appreciate that.
I would like a hearing just to be heard about how we can help improve literacy.
Okay.
A healthy stomach leads to a healthy mind.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll keep up with that bill, of course, yours too.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
That wraps up this episode of Lawmaker Spotlight. These conversations are part of the reporting you see on Lawmakers, our nightly show on GPB TV, covering the Georgia General Assembly. You can watch us weeknights for updates, interviews, and analysis from under the gold dome. I'm Donna Lowry. Thanks for being here.